Hello, humanity. Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever in the world you might be. We are broadcasting from beautiful, amazing Human Unity of Auroville in southern India. My name is Fifth. I am the co-founder of MediClown Academy. This month, I have had the incredible honor of being with 14 sessions of superheroes. And these superheroes, nothing was impossible for them. And I'm going to share some of their secrets because what they did has totally inspired me. So sit back, relax. You might even want to close your eyes because we're going to go down memory lane and have a little bit of imagination. So we have been talking a little bit about people who inspire us, who have resilience. Now, remember when you were little? Do you remember when you were maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 and you were just unstoppable? You decided you were going to do something and off you went, no matter what it was. It may have just been you wanted some milk and you started to cry. And you know what? You believed and you wanted it enough that you got fed most of the time, right? Or you wanted something and you believed in it and you felt it and you went into that space. And you got it. This is one of the most important things, is to be able to use your imagination just as a child. So these last 14 sessions that I had, it was on Zoom with 3.5-year-olds to 6-year-olds, and they were amazing. They decided in their imagination where they would go, and their imagination took them there. And it could have been just petting their puppy. It could have been going to the moon. It could have been spending time with their mums or their dads. But the important thing was they sensorized it. So they saw it. They imagined it. They smelt it. They could feel their soft puppies. They could feel their mums and dads, their ammas, whoever it was. They heard what that conversation was about, and then they put themselves into that mode where they were living that experience. You do that when you're little because you can be anything. And somehow when we get older, we kind of forget about it, don't we? Yeah, we do forget about it. But there are people that don't. And I'm going to remind you of someone. I don't know if you know who Steven Spielberg is, but he did Jurassic Park. He's done a whole lot of like amazing films. And when he was younger, his mom allowed him to do anything. You know, he would decide to do an experiment in the kitchen. He would blow things up and things would go off here and there. And his mom would just say, "Good on you, Steven. Good on you." And he came into that framework and that mindset that he could do anything and everything. So if until now you've gone, "I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Everyone is so much better than me." They're not, because you are amazing. So when you have a thought, when you have an idea, breathe it in, relax yourself into it, feel it, smell it, hear it, taste it, and step in to that being of whatever it is. And your dreams, when you are persistent and focused, just like Jim Carrey was focused on getting that $10 million, that will happen. Over the course of the next little while, we'll share some stories with you. This upcoming time, the next episode, we're going to share with you about some kids who've done remarkable things. We're also going to share with you how, as older people, you can coach and you can mentor them by totally believing in them. And that also supports you to totally believe in yourself. Now, we haven't laughed yet. Think we should laugh? Yeah? Should we just do a little bit of, yes, yes, says Mael, our 16-year-old who is behind the camera, who is unstoppable, unshakable, and there he goes. So let's take a deep breath in. I want you to imagine something that you might not like doing. It might be sweeping. It might be, oh God, I hate cleaning toilets. You know, it might be cleaning the toilet. But what we're going to do is we're going to imagine that we are having fun doing it. And believe it or not, I know, it actually shifts your brain. Are you ready? So whatever it is, housework or dishes or driving that you don't like doing, let's do it. So I don't like cleaning toilets. So I'm going to put that cleaner in. But we use EM, which is organic and fantastic. It's made in Oroville and looks like I'm making cake, but I'm not. Okay, and I am going to clean and I'm going to laugh and we're going to laugh our way out of here. Don't forget to subscribe and leave your comments below. Okay, you with me, Stefano? You with me, Mael? Okay, 1, 2, 3. It's getting better. Oh, and change your hands. Oh. And flip. Oh, you know, you don't want to flip that toilet bowl cleaner off. Oh, my gosh. And look, you have a sparkling, clean toilet. And it wasn't all that awful. You kind of had some fun. So remember, you can shift your mindset and you can do absolutely anything, but have fun while you're doing it. Take it away, Stefano. Oh, let's go. Woo! Awesome job, everyone. Fantastic.
This is Oroville Radio.